Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the best way to sell used heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go into the podcast. Buying a new heavy equipment can cost a buyer a fortune, can even give his business to the financial standstill. Not every owner of a construction company can afford to buy brand new equipment. Instead, they prefer to purchase a used one. This will not only save some money for the buyer, that will help him or her take care of their financial worries, but also he can get the stuff he wants or needs to complete his project at a lower price. The seller, on the other hand, takes a sigh of relief as he is able to sell used equipment that was idling or laying idle to someone who can buy it or bought it to some use or use it to some use. Again, you know, buying and selling, you know, you need to buy used equipment so you can build your equity in your equipment and then, you know, use that equity to finance your business. Sellers have multiple modes to sell used equipment, but most convenient mode is in today's time is to sell it online. This will not only save the time and money of the seller, but will also make the seller worry-free. Internet is the most sought after technology in the current century, and the people from all walks of life uses internet almost every day or on a daily basis. People have also started to buy many things from online shopping sites, right from apparel to electronic items. All can be bought and sold on the net. Therefore, selling your used heavy equipment will not be a difficult task for the seller of today's generation. There are a few pointers that the seller needs to incorporate before he or she lists the equipment online. Number one, check the machine is in good working order. If the machine has been laying idle for quite a period of time, then it becomes crucial for the seller to get the machine checked from an expert mechanic, and if he finds anything faulty, then get it repaired or replaced. It makes no point in selling junk to others. Seller has to remember one very, very, very important thing, that it is for every item they sell on the internet or online, they are marked on it, and if the buyer puts a negative feedback or gives a negative feedback score, then he will have a hard time selling anything further item on the same site. You know, if possible, paint the machine, put stickers wherever you find it necessary, and try to make the equipment look new, as it will also help you get a good price. Next, post enough pictures and a description on the listing. Sellers need to understand that the prospective buyers will only make their judgment on the basis of the description and pictures that the seller has put on the listing. Other than that, they do not have any other way to determine if the equipment is indeed functional or it is the one they need for their project. They take the call on the basis of these two items or two things, and if any of them does not suffice to the buyer's satisfaction level, then there are higher chances that he may move to the next listing posted by a different seller. And last, collect the money and ship the item. Once you have a buyer for your equipment, ask them to pay you the money. And only when you receive the money, go ahead and ship the equipment away to them. Again, we do this all the time at B&R. Got any questions? Give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.